Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal your word to our hearts for this hour that we're living in. And Father, I thank you right now for anointing your people to receive your anointed word in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 11 and verses 12. I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falls suddenly upon them. Our thought comes from verses 12 of Ecclesiastes chapter 9. For man also knoweth not his time. For man also knoweth not his time. There are many things that we as humans can come to know, come to learn, and come to understand. And then there are certain things that we may never fully understand or even come to know in this life. And to think how the earth that we live on is hanging on to nothing, according to Job 26, verse 7. It spoke how God hung the earth upon nothing. Now to hear that and to read that, it would take faith, simple faith, in our Creator, in accepting what we read, because you can't fully grab the fact that the earth that we're living on is hanging on nothing. We don't really understand many other things, and all we can do is accept what God has already said. What King Solomon is telling us is a truth that he himself has come to know, he has come to accept, and yet not fully knowing all in detail, that regardless of how knowledgeable man may become, in spite of masters and degrees and PhDs and so forth, there's something that man won't know. Man also knoweth not his time. What Solomon, I believe, is trying to relate to us as humans is, in spite of what we may accumulate in this life, in spite of the schools of learning that we have in different states, different countries, there's something that we also know it not, and that's the time in which we are going to leave this world. Solomon looked at a natural thing to show us a spiritual truth. He said, just as the fish are taken in an evil net, not ever thinking that they will ever be caught by a fisherman, and never thinking that the time that they will be taken out of the water that they have been swimming in for years, years and years, has now come to an end. Think of that. Those of us that go fishing, we get our fishing poles, our bait, and those who go in boats sit in the water. And once we cast our lines into the water, there are fish, depending on the depth of the water, there are fish that's been in the water for years. And what Solomon is relating to us, he says, the fishes that are taken in an evil net, the fish that's swimming in the water, not even thinking that this might be my last time swimming in the water. The fish not even dreaming that I'm going to swim in this direction for the last time. I'm going to swim in this part of the water for the last time, not realizing that I'm going to be caught this day. Not even thinking that a hook will come down from the top part of the water with a worm or a shrimp on it, and I'm going to bite it, and I'm going to be taken out of the water, never to come back to these waters again. Then he goes on to say, and just as the birds that are so accustomed to flying around wherever they may decide to go. No. And as the birds that are caught in the snare, the birds that are caught in the trap, birds that are so accustomed to getting out of their nests and go wherever they want to go, they can fly to whatever part of the city they want to fly in. They can go to the park. They can fly on top of a statue. But never thinking that one day or this day, a net or a trap is going to be set for me where I'm going to take this bait and then I'm going to be caught. So it is with us as humans. We go about our daily routines and we go to work. We go to school, we go shopping, day in and day out, year after year, and not knowing when we're going to leave this earth, never to return to it again, and not knowing when we are going to leave until we are called to give an account of the life we have lived on the earth. And what I've come to recognize is that there's a danger, and I need to stress this part, because since man don't know when he's going to leave here, man can know where he's going to go when he leaves. So the danger about this is, once men hear the word that Jesus loves them, Jesus died for them, Jesus was buried for them, and that Jesus rose again, and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. And when men hear that word and understand that Jesus paid his sin debt, and Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Apart from Jesus Christ, if man die in sin, he will go to the lake of fire. And since man do not know when he's going to leave here, it pays for us to be ready at all times. And note something. And since we don't know when, for man also knoweth not his time, it behooves us to be ready and to stay ready. And if you are not saved, if you have not given your heart to Jesus Christ, if you're a church member, if you have been baptized in water, if you have shaken the preacher's hand, if your name is on the church's roll and you have never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, my friend, I advise you and I admonish you and I challenge you this day to give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ while you have this opportunity. For man also knoweth not his time. According to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, it tells us, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next Sunday, but today, right now, if you will hear His voice, which you are hearing right now, harden not your hearts, don't put off Don't reject Jesus, because once we hear and understand the word, and we choose not to surrender our lives to Jesus, and we die in sin, in hell, we will lift up our eyes. So my friend, it pays to be ready. So many events happening in our world today. Events that we never dreamed would take place. And yet many events was foretold it would take place. But the thing that really makes me more aware is how God's word is being fulfilled every single day. It's being brought to pass right before our very eyes. And as I brought out, if you are not saved, let me kind of stress this. See, because man also know it not his time. I've heard of incidents that happened, of people making all kind of plans to do certain things, and yet their plans were good. But what's happening is that people are not being around in fulfilling their plans. It's like a wake-up call to get us to see. For man also knoweth not his time. And as Solomon was stressing to us, as the fish are taken in a net, as the birds are caught in a trap, the fish and the birds, never dreaming, never thinking that their last time of swimming in the water, flying in the air, would come at a time they never dreamed or never expected it to come. So what God has been stressing to us is this. Since we don't know when we're going to leave, we can know where we're going to go when we leave this earth. I really believe that man has a time after hearing the word of God. And what I mean by that is this. I believe that once man hears that Jesus died for him, that Jesus was buried, and Jesus rose again, he have a time factor involved as to what he's going to do. Choose you this day who you will serve. So God leaves the choice up to each individual. And if you're not saved, my friend, I want to take this time out to pray with you and to lead you into a prayer that can get you ready, because since you don't know when you're going to leave, you can be ready if this is your time to go. And if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat this prayer to me, if you will. Lord Jesus, I come to you, thanking you for your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You died on a cross and shed your blood for me. You was buried and you rose again. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. I surrender all to you this day. Lord Jesus, save me. Deliver me. Set me free. I give everything to you this day. And I thank you for being my Savior, for being my Master, and for being my Lord, in Jesus' name. My friend, if you have prayed that prayer, I'd like for you to write us at New Beginning Ministry, P.O. Box 58106, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70158. And I'd like to send you a booklet that would help you to grow in the decision you have made today. Remember, my friend, if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, don't put it off any longer. And if you have given your heart to Jesus, as I said, write us. And we'd like to send you a booklet that would help you in your new walk, that would instruct you and encourage you, and teach you things that you now need to do in order to continue to grow. For man also knoweth not his time. And since we don't know when, my friend, it pays to be ready. And if you are saved and you have turned your back on Jesus, why don't you repent and come back to Him? Why don't you repent and rededicate your life to Jesus? Because time waits on no one. And since we don't know when we're going to leave here, it pays us to be ready. Father, I thank You for sending Your Word. I thank You for releasing an anointing of conviction to flow through these airways, drawing souls to the Master. And God, I give You glory, I give You praise, and I give You honor for the convicting power of Your Word even now. I thank You for the souls that saved, healed, and deliver. To You be the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, remember, my friend, for man also knoweth not his time. Get ready today if you're not ready. Quit procrastinating, because tomorrow, my friend, is promised to no man. May God bless you.